Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. We, of course, would love to hear from you. So if you're listening, please give us a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you're afraid to call us, as always, we say, hey, you can hit us up on the email. smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. We will answer your questions, comments, and concerns. And if you happen to be listening live and you like the sound of our melodious voices, you can always jump into the chat room and if you're lucky, maybe me and Brown Sugar will hit a tune and we'll harken back to the days of karaoke when we was the number one duo in all of virtual reality.
You are so silly. That's terrible.
Yeah, because I am definitely, I still stand by my 19-year's comment. You know, 1 in 19 are good in karaoke. The rest of y'all, stop it.
Oh, no, but that's the whole purpose of karaoke, though.
No, it's not. Stop it.
Yes, it is. You're supposed to get up there and have fun, whether you can sing or not.
Anyway, we social media also, as I drown out Brown Sugar and nonsense. If you're on Facebook, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group. Myself or Mr. J will add you. Mr. J, he of the biggest mustache in the southern hemisphere. You know, his mustache is sort of like, you know, one of the mustaches that you can like hide some stuff in. That's why
wow.
He go through the x-ray and go off, because he like try to hide his special ingredients in his mustache. Yeah. Anyway, if you're on any social media and you see Smooth Drama, talk to us. Add us, we'll add you back. Follow us, we'll follow you back within reason. There's no such thing as a bad comment until it's a bad comment. We love to hear from you. All right. In the meantime, in between time, you know, it's been one of those weeks. And then, you know, as a self-proclaimed alpha nerd, Brown Sugar, I've been happy. Mm-hmm. And then I found out that Sony and Disney is beefing over 25%. So, you know, these Marvel movies have been getting it, right? And so the latest Spider-Man movie, they done got it right 2 times in a row. And so this last one made over $1 billion. And so Sony's like, mm-hmm. You know what? So Disney's like, hey, we want 30%. Sony's like, nah, y'all going to take that 5 because that's the deal and that's it. And so Sony was like, you know what? We just going to break off and we going to do the Spider-Man movies ourselves again. And, you know, in nerddom, all the nerds just went off like, what? No. Y'all already killed
pandemonium.
Right. They killed the X-Men. They killed the Fantastic Four. Nobody don't even want to see a Fantastic. They couldn't even make a X-Men comic book or a Fantastic Four comic book because their movies were so terrible. And now they're about to do it to Spider-Man. Again. Yeah. So
Yeah, well, it's all about that money, that dollar bill, y'all.
Yeah, they say, yeah, because we're going to Spider-Man and Venom together. It's like, I saw the Venom movie. I don't get it. Yeah, it happened. It happened here in the Bay Area, too. That's what made it, like,
yeah,
eerie, right? It's like, especially in the movie where in San Francisco, you could actually, like, drive up to something and park. I was like, that's not real. That doesn't happen in San Francisco.
That was
just
the scariest,
like,
part. That was the most
scariest,
part to you.
Yeah, well, I mean,
so you can just
it's
park
most,
wherever you want.
Yeah, it's the most unrealistic part. You can actually drive up somewhere in San Francisco and just park the first time around. You won't have to look for a spot or nothing. And they had a high speed chase and all that. I'm like, where's there room to do that? I'm just saying.
Where is there room?
San Francisco. Yeah. You know how much I love San Francisco. We ain't gonna go there. I'm just sorry to hear they gonna do what they doing. It's hurting my heart and my soul, the fact that they can't get it right. It's crushing me. Along with the fact that there's a woman, she was almost my hater of the week, Brown Sugar. Oh, she came so close. So this woman, Fanshawn Mayudan Neelik, launched the SEO lesbian to stop search results from tying the word lesbian to porn.
Okay, what's wrong with that?
No. It's too late. It's too late.
Well, what do you mean it's too late? I mean, just because you're a lesbian.
Hey.
So.
I get it. You know, there's Me Too movement and empowering women, whatnot. But what that got to do with porn and the word lesbian? I'm sorry.
Stop tying it, though, right?
Yeah, what they're doing is they embarked on a campaign to change Google's search engine algorithm. So the goal was for Google to stop highlighting pornographic content in search results for lesbians.
Yeah. I don't see the problem in that.
All right. So if I Google lesbian, it's just going to go, it's a French word?
Well, I thought it gave the definitions for other words. Other words it gives the definitions for.
Right. So Google normally has, 10,893 search results?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get 10,893 definitions for lesbian in French? That what we're going to do?
No, that's not what you do.
Well, I mean,
it would come up, but it wouldn't be, like, the first thing that comes up. I think that's what her concern is. Like, that's the first thing that comes up, right?
No, she wants to stop it totally.
Oh.
I mean, not that it matters. You go to a porn site, it's going to be there, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
No. Get that up.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't necessarily think she needs to stop it totally. I mean, if that's like the first thing that pops up, then yeah. That doesn't need to be the first thing that pops up. But, you know, I don't necessarily need to type that in anyway to see it, if I want to see it.
If you want to see it.
Well, you already know. But I just type in free porn, and then I go where I want to go. So I don't necessarily have to type in lesbian.
See, this is setting a negative precedent. I'm just saying. It's the precedent.
Why?
Oh.
Wait, how is it negative, though?
If you stop it, in Google, then they're gonna try to stop it everywhere else. It's avalanche. You want to stop stuff? Stop white supremacy. Don't stop lesbian. There's something wrong with that.
Don't stop lesbian porn. Don't say lesbian. Say lesbian porn.
Okay, that too.
Because that's what the problem is. The problem is the porn part, not the lesbian part.
Is there a problem with lesbian porn? Nope.
For her, it is. Yes.
Apparently. Apparently.
Yeah.
Turn your computer off. Stay in the analog world. Anyway, I'm just gonna go to my dumb ass for the week. All right, MTV has a new show. This is your least favorite show that you've never heard of. It's premiering on September 10th, and it's called Ghosted. And Ghosted, which is a reality show, promises to track down people who cut off all communication in their relationship with no explanation. It's featuring two hosts helping distraught individuals track down and confront former lovers, family members, or friends, all in an effort to get to the bottom of why these people suddenly disappeared.
Hmm.
Yeah, no.
I think I would do it for family.
No, hold on.
No.
See, when I said set a bad precedent, brown sugar, listen,
mm-hmm.
Ghosted. Track down people who cut off all communication in a relationship with no explanation. See, when you're a crazy stalker, people cut you off. Ain't no explanation, cause you crazy, cause you wouldn't get
well,
it.
No.
Yes.
Well, not necessarily for like casual relationships, but I think for family, possibly.
Okay, family. If you can't get in touch with family, that means that you done messed up. They don't want to talk to your ass.
Let or it ride. Could mean that they're like living a lifestyle that's not productive, or. You know,
okay.
They're embarrassed of the kind of life that they, you know what I mean? And maybe they need some assistance and you can help them.
So you went straight to the family. You just ignore the stalker part and you go straight to the family.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be interested in the stalker part.
Okay, well, see, the stalker part is what's going to come to you. See, because
they're attracted. I mean, I understand.
Right, so what we're talking about here is Ghosted. Like, you know what? They crazy. I ain't talking to your ass no more. I'm gonna block you, whatever. You're done. Nah, MTV is coming knocking on your door.
And
hey.
All they're looking for.
Hey. Hey. I've been looking for you. Who want that knock?
Okay,
who
so listen to this then. Listen.
What?
Listen, so if you don't want that knock, the only other option is just give people a reason why you're ending it or that you're cutting off contact or, you know, you're not interested. I don't understand why people just can't say that. Life would be so much easier if you could just say what you want to say and what you need to say for yourself, not necessarily for them, but I need to say this for me.
All right, I'm going to ask this question. So, have you ever been stalked, brown sugar?
Not really, no.
Okay.
Not
so,
really.
when you ghost on somebody because they're
But I've
crazy.
Never ghosted somebody either. I've never ghosted
okay,
somebody
yeah, cause
either.
Okay, yeah,
because
you ain't been stalked. You ain't ran into the stalkerish
no.
person.
No.
So,
what
they're,
I'm
they're
saying is I let that person know why I'm ending I'm ending contact, so.
All right. So, yeah. But guess what? Stalkers don't take that into account because stalkers are crazy and deranged. So some of the people listening out there kind of understand what I'm saying when I say this. There are some people who will lie to get on the show like, I don't know why. I mean, yeah, I might have called them 100 times in 20 minutes, but you know, they wouldn't answer the phone. See how crazy that
okay,
sounds?
Okay, so I'm not saying that you're not right. I agree. And I think MTV, for one, is looking for that because that's going to be, you know, a ratings boost. People are going to want to see the crazy.
Mm,
but shows like this wouldn't happen. Well, you're not that demographic.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
But shows like that wouldn't happen if people would just, you know.
Yeah, they
and
would.
And I understand what you're saying. So you're saying you've told that person, I'm not interested, I don't want to see you anymore, and then they still continue. Then, yeah, that's when you have to block it. And I know
but
what
first,
you're saying is, yeah, once I've already talked to them, I've already told them, I blocked them, and now you're coming to look for me.
Right.
So all that's going to happen is you're going to embarrass yourself on national TV. So, I mean.
Well, realistically, if you stop talking to people, you don't call them, you don't text them, you're kind of telling them, hey, you know what? Not really that important in my life.
I agree.
That's kind of what happens.
True.
I'm just saying. But, hey, you know what? Ghost it. Don't watch it. Hell no. Don't give them stalkers nothing. Because if that show becomes popular, stalkers all over the United States are going to be empowered to go and lie and talk about, hey, you know what? They did me wrong. They did me wrong. I need to find them. I need to know. Suckers. Anyway. Just gonna go on break. I'm mad about that one. I'm feeling some kind of way about the stalker show. This is Mirror. Super Kojo brothers.
Hey. Hey, look. I'm in this motherfucker with a bottle, bro. And I'm thinking this shit, bro. I'm thinking about marriage. But tonight, we about to drink some chicken or some chicken and drink some liquor. I look bummy, but I got a couple thousand on me. Buying out vaping 08 when you was browsing on me. Drop me in the dirt right now, and I got houses on me. If you think I'm wildin', wait till you see my violin, homies. I move the silence, homie. I'm so underbroke. Just got a check for 50K about a month ago. Bought some diapers, put some wipers on the minivan. Hit the UK all day, slap the skinny man. Hit the palace though, drop a couple pounds on it. Feel fucked up, but I'm still watching the brown hornet. What you expect? My childhood was fucked up. So if you ain't from my hood, then shut the fuck up. Hey, I'm with the mob, homie. Industry niggas be frontin', they keep their job, homie. I thought the shit out of rap, but that's all God, homie. Talk behind my back, but these niggas don't wanna squab, homie. See ya. Like a no nigga. I'm so tired of you homophobic bitch niggas. If you legit, hey, you really with the shits, nigga. I'll make the trip to Calabasas for a rich nigga. Dirty sweats and I ain't shaved in 5 years. Pull up in your gated community, watch your cry tears. Call the police and they try to give me 5 years. I'm from the streets, only real niggas survive here. Hey, I never gave a fuck. I remember vividly, industry niggas hated us. Now I see my enemies, energy niggas changing up. Now all these niggas and bitches, they wanna hang with us. Hey, I never gave a fuck. I remember vividly, industry niggas hated us. Now I see my enemies, energy niggas changing up. Now all these niggas and bitches, they wanna hang with us.
Well, let me go and make myself at home. Two things I don't condone, bitch niggas and what they own. See, I done noticed something. Y'all won't give a fuck until I'm rich. It's funny though, cause then I won't give a fuck if y'all exist. Give a fuck about your followers, your bitch, if that hoe is mine. Fuck about your mediocre album and your clothing line. Homes young, I'm the one who really put his homies on. Doctors ain't good and shit, they can't describe my chromosomes. Niggas took fights when I was broke at home. It's good though, just for that, I'm a black like every corner coke is on. Sunbathing excellence, I'm learning how to soak it in. I've been killing shit for years. I wonder where your focus been. Shackle broke, fresh up off the boat like I'm supposed to swim. Ever since a kid, I think I showed the way you're supposed to win. Clown ass, rocker from the hood like you've been cocky. You made a hit or two, they let you go like Ruben Fox. Lot of sauce, I improve your pasta. I don't change, I'm the same like the new Mufasa. You a joke, poking butt hole like Booty Doctor. Made my life a show and now you all just Hulu watchers. You ain't got no stats, how you part of C? Niggas start tripping, now they think they can't R&B. Talking shit, fuck about the way, this ain't no part of me. All my mama murders up with this rap and shit ain't hard to see. Now shit.
Hey, I never gave a fuck. I remember vividly, industry niggas hated us. Now I see my enemies, energy niggas changing up. Now all these niggas they wanna hang with us. Hey, 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 I never gave a fuck. I remember giving the industry, niggas hated us. Now I see my enemies' energy, niggas changing up. Now all these niggas are bitches, they wanna hang with us.
5 foot giant, FTP, double tatted on me. Sold a couple units just to keep a couple thousand on me. Walk my bottom back just to keep my burnish stash strongly. I'm ready to ride when it's time to make a thousand tears casually. I'm naturally respected, I'm manifesting a legend. Messiah brought from the heaven. I'm screaming, fuck all the rebels in the back. I'm fucking lunging all the guns. I got me feeling loaded up to say I'm too hard resurrected, man. I'm off the streets, I'm feeling hectic. Loosen up the fucking book and make this feeling epic. You couldn't measure up the distance that a nigga stepping. I fit the system on these niggas like I made it measure. I'm David Beckham, I'm kicking shit while all these niggas snooping. I'll press the nigga with the crooked in his back to cruising. Don't ever try and test my game, nigga, you can't be fooling. They call me Vulture from the wood, nigga. They call me money, you can end up with it.
I remember vividly, industry niggas hated us. Now I see my enemies' energy, niggas changing up. Now all these niggas and bitches, they wanna hang with us. Hey, 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 I never gave a fuck. I remember vividly, industry niggas hated us. Now I see my enemies' energy, niggas changing up. Now all these niggas and bitches, they wanna hang with us.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Mirrors. Super Kojo Brothers, 347-826-7435 is your call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right, so people don't understand why I'm hurt, shocked, just crushed. I'm gonna go in. Since nobody don't understand where I'm coming from, I'm gonna go there. Jeffersonville,
make
Indiana.
Make us understand.
Yeah, I'm gonna show y'all. Y'all don't be listening. But you're gonna hear me tonight. A judge has declared a mistrial for a Southern Indiana man accused of killing his ex-girlfriend and eating parts of her body. So, why did Judge Vicky Carmichael make the ruling? They said that a witness called by prosecutors on the first day of testimony brought up defendant Joseph Oberyn Hansley's past drug use and time in prison. Carmichael said that information could have prejudiced the jury. Not the fact that he raped her, stabbed her and killed her, and ate parts of her body. It's the fact that, well, hey, he used to be on drugs and spent time in prison. That's how you get a mistrial. Undisputed right there. Do you think about that? He got a mistrial because a defendant brought up past drug use and time in prison.
Like, yeah, I'm not understanding that.
Yeah, like, well, damn, he was on drugs. And he spent time in prison. I mean, he raped her, stabbed her, and ate parts of her body. I would think that that's enough to prejudice anybody. You ain't even got to say no more after that.
Really?
Really?
You had me at raped her. But Jenny stabbed her and killed her. Then ate parts of her body, and he got a mistrial.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Yep, ex-girlfriend. You know, ghosted. Ex-girlfriend. Broke into her home. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. This is
so maybe. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I know you do. I'm just saying.
Never mind.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and homie done stabbed you and eating on your thighs. Remember I talked about this.
Well, I'll be dead, so I won't remember.
Yeah, he's like, I want the dark meat. That's where it's at. He's eating raw meat. He wasn't even scared about getting salmonella poisoning or nothing.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, that was horrible. That's kind of my point when I talk about ghosting, because you have these kind of folks that'll be looking for folks, because people have been good enough to get away from their ass, and now MTV using their resources to find folks. I'm just saying. Shout out to MTV.
I understand.
Y'all
can
suck. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. It just happened to be on my mind. But you know what? I'm not gonna stay on that kind of hate. I'm not even gonna go there. I'm just gonna go right into the hater of the week, because I'm just feeling like we just need to change the focus on our hate, right?
Hate. I hate you.
All right. So who is the hater of the week? Real easy this week. The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee. They gave Race Embolden and Gwen Berry 12-month probation for social injustice protests. Even warned other U.S. athletes you could face more serious sanctions for any additional breach of his code of conduct. Apparently, Embolden kneeled on the platform, and Berry raised the fist the next day at the Pan American Games. So. Mm. Yeah, and so in the letter,
I'm not understanding. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Of course you're not understanding. What does that understand, Brown Sugar?
They raised the fist.
They kneeled and raised the fist, but there's a letter. So they sent the letter to Berry and Embolden, and they wrote that while the athlete's determination to be active citizens is admirable, their protest violated Team USA's rules that prohibit political protests, according to copies of the letters sent to the Huffington Post. See, the goal of games are that they are free from political speech, is to focus our collective energy on the athletes' performances and the international unity and harmony each game seek to advance. Unquote.
Interesting.
Just entertain us, bitch. Don't be trying to make no statement.
Exactly.
Yep. You here for the
rules and run.
Yep. You here for the ratings only. God damn it. You don't try to make statements. Want to fight against injustice? Hell no. You do that shit when nobody's watching.
And
that's
is this the Special Olympics you said?
No, the Olympics and the Paralympics, because they want to make sure that if you're in the Paralympics, that you don't protest either.
Wow.
Yep, you in that wheelchair and you put the fist up, they going to ban your ass for a year or two.
Mm.
They just covering it, just in case there's a Paralympic competitor out there that's thinking about protesting, they going to get their ass too.
Wow.
Yep. Hater in the house.
Yeah. That is definitely a hater.
Well, so that's my hater of the week. Hey, some suckers. Can't even protest. Can't even fight for what's right. That's what I'm talking about right there. You can't even fight for what's right. Because that shit is against the rules. Now, you think about
that.
Speak
out against it.
It's against the rules to fight for what's right. That's a rule. That's the law. Law is you can't fight for what's right. People getting abused, nah. You can't fight for that shit. You can't speak on that. That's against the rules. That's where we at. A dude can kill and eat his ex. Can kill it either and get off, get a mistrial. But if I fight, protest, I put a fist in the air. I can't even compete. Yeah. On that note, I'm gonna talk about something that's a little bit more up our alley.
Okay.
All right. So, talking about the Catholic Church, right?
I thought up our alley was a little bit lighter than the Catholic Church, but okay.
This is light, though.
Okay.
This is light.
All right.
So, there's this Catholic priest. He's accused of spending the church funds on dates in a beach house.
Mm.
So, he stole nearly $100,000 from his parish. Spent the money on the beach house and relationships with adult men. I repeat. Y'all not hearing me. He stole nearly $100,000 from his parish and spent money on a beach house and relationships with adult men. You might ask, why are we clapping?
Exactly.
It's adult men. He stole money not to fondle little boys. He stole money because God told him he needed to have sex with adult men. It's adult men. This is the first story that we've heard about a Catholic priest with an adult. It's consensual. That's what I'm saying. It's consensual. This is you talking about some light shit right here? This is what I'm talking about right here. This is the Catholic Church taking that next step. It's like normal. It's normal church stuff. The preacher steal the money, and he getting some. That's about normal for the church, right?
Yeah.
They stepping
into
that.
That's about the protocol. Yeah.
It's regular, right?
Mm. Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a few that, you know, might not have seen that type of behavior, but, yeah, at least it is consensual.
Yeah, it's consensual. So, hey,
mm-hmm.
what happened was he held that leadership position, and so what he did when he took over, he created a secret checking account, which he called the St. Joseph Activity Account. And he created this activity account so that nobody could see where the funds were being spent. So over the next 6 years, he pulled church money into his private account. He stole all the donations collected on All Souls Day and then took money from other special collections throughout the year. He also doubled the standard parish fees for weddings, funerals, and special masses, and he pocketed the difference. And he used the money to pay for a beach house in Ocean City, New Jersey, as well as traveling, dining, and spending on adult men with whom he maintained sexual relationships. I'm like, yeah. That sounds about right.
Right.
I thought that was
kind of
cool. It's kind of cool.
The cool part being the adult part.
Yeah, the adults. Yeah. Consensual adult sex. He was meeting folks on Grindr, which is the gay social media site. And so
gay Tinder.
And they was doing online money transfer services. I'm just saying. Nobody's thrilled. I'm the only person that's thrilled by this.
I mean, it's wrong regardless because you're stealing money, but I am glad that he decided to be with other adults and not children. So, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. See? Because he could have been like Cardinal George Pell. So, who the hell is Cardinal George Pell? Well, Cardinal George Pell is a dude that's had the sex with the 13-year-old altar boy.
Mm.
Yep. And so, senior Australian Archbishop said he still believed that disgraced Cardinal George Pell was innocent, despite the court rejecting his appeal against child sex conviction. So he said, and I quote, that while he accepted testimony of the victim that convicted Pell, he believed his colleague was the victim of mistaken identity. I believe in what he said to me on many occasions that he's innocent. He said he accepted that the witness was indeed abused, but by someone else. Now, obviously, there was no other evidence, but, you know, I'm going to say this. Because, I mean, we all know that all priests with their dick out look alike. That's what they say, right? You've heard that, right? All priests with their dick look alike.
Yeah. I mean, you're not focused on anything else but that.
Yeah.
It's likely you're afraid.
Yeah, it's a common phrase heard in the streets everywhere. So, yeah, they just look alike. And so it could have been mistaken identity. You seen one penis, you seen them all.
Pretty much. I mean,
yeah. That's what they say.
Yeah.
Yeah. So apparently, even though 13-year-old choir boys are testifying saying, yeah, that was him, they're like, nah, you know what? These boys have seen so much penis, they could have mistaken his penis for another priest's penis. Like, that makes it better. That's the funny part, right? Because it's like,
so now you have to look at all the penises of all the priests, or what?
I wouldn't want to testify like that, right? Like, okay.
Yeah.
Look at this penis, and do you recognize this penis? I mean, that's what we talking about now. It's an old white man with his penis out. But it could have been any old white man with his penis out. Yep. That just happened.
Okay.
I mean, see, you could almost say it's disingenuous, right? It's like, you know what? I accept that he was abused, but it wasn't him. It was somebody else, because he told me that he didn't abuse him. He didn't abuse none of them boys. And you know, his word is bond, right? Because it's rare.
Yeah,
it's rare that we hear about Catholic priests and little boys. It's rare that we hear about that, right? Just doesn't normally happen. So it's just this anomaly.
No.
Like, what? Like, I call you up, hey, Brown Sugar, you know what? You won't believe what I read. Oh, my God, a Catholic priest got caught up with some little boys. Sex abuse. That never happens. Never, ever, 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 never, ever, ever, never, ever, ever, never, ever, ever, never happens. Right?
Right.
Right. It's an anomaly. Cactus. All right. Probably need to go on break on that one. So, this is Playlytical. All I ever hear.
All I ever hear is wah, 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 wah. All you ever say is wah, 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 wah. I don't want to hear this wah, 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 wah. Can't you say anything other than wah, 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 wah. All I ever hear is
my barrel in your mouth, yeah, that's what you get. I did my part, come off what you got. You fucked it up, downloading on the internet. Now we rap about his Patron and purple pop. Stop staring. It's bad for your ribs, gotta die when I count it. You can eat my shit. I like two girls with a head, that's what it is. Kissing on each other like some badass shit. But now all of a sudden I ain't got no custom, because all I'm about so full and common. State of emergency, I could live greater if y'all could get smarter than a fifth grader. But what's the chances of that? Fat chance, answer me back. Try to do it without the waterworks. Why, your whole damn is pure. I really try to listen to you, but I'll never hear it. All you ever say is wah, 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 wah. I don't wanna hear this wah, 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 wah. Can't you say anything other than wah, 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 wah. All I ever hear is
what, you a Charlie Brown teacher. You a drum teacher, stop the pop out of my pizza. High five in your thighs, leave your body dead like Tony Thompson. Fuck all the time I'm on something, making your bed ache more. Fucking gutter eating your plate, making your belly shake. The Fat Joe in the car, half a cemetery, blast off on a hobby. Smoke text like Asians do when the bells ring. My shells bring particles, obituary articles, body particles, bang. Alternate shoulder your hands, pick the fuck on the stand. With the verbal menstruation, dudes rusting it up from the new temptation. Get your cat killed like a yogurt top. Pop like a soda top with yo that did do cool. See you on YouTube, smoking that poo poo. Ooh, you got the shit I outdid you before I did you like you.
All I ever hear is wah, 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 wah. All you ever say is wah, 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 wah. I don't wanna hear this wah, 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 wah. Can't you say anything other than wah, 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 wah. All I ever hear is
together you got to move. Drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Playlytical. All I ever hear. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, that time, Groundhog Day, you know, that stuff that happens again and again and again and again and again. It just can't stop. Now, I could talk about racism, which is a real easy one because you know, racism never stops, especially here in America. It's like, a dumpster full of jelly beans.
Mm-hmm.
Can't stop. They just keep coming at you. And I kind of am, but I'm not, even though I am. So, apparently, in Michigan and Ohio, kids with lead poisoning will get early help. That's amazing, right? Yeah.
Because I feel like it shouldn't even be in this situation. So.
Yeah. So, Michigan, Illinois, and Ohio this year made children with even low levels of lead in their blood automatically eligible for physical, developmental, and other therapies at an earlier age when those interventions are likely to have the most impact. That's awesome. Ain't that nice of them?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even though you caused the problem in the first place by putting pipes or allowing pipes with lead to poison the water.
Exactly. I mean,
it's a poor person thing. You can say it's racism. You can say it's classism. It's part of colonialism, just not taking care of the people on the lower end because, shit, they just don't matter. But hey, if they find that you got low levels of lead in your blood, I don't know how you do that. I guess maybe I can just look at you, Brown Sugar, and say, you know what? She looked like she has low levels of lead in her blood. I can just tell by just looking at you.
You can. You can feel it.
Yeah.
You stand next to somebody.
I'm, instead mm-hmm. of being Magneto, I'm Lead-Neto. I can sense the lead inside you.
Right.
I mean, and as a parent, so when do we know to bring our kid in? Like, I'm just like, you start looking at your kid like, you know what? Your blood looks like you got lead in it.
Like, I mean, unless they get sick, unless they get, like, really sick, there's no way to tell.
Yeah, that, yeah.
So.
It's kind of funny. Put that out there. Groundhog Day. How we treat the poor here in the United States. Just in case. You just look, well, you know what? You coughed. You must have some lead in your blood. We're going to take care of you. Not even to count, because I ain't even talked about apparently, in Oakland Unified School District, they found a chain link fence at a Chabot Elementary School with a noose hanging on it. See, it's funny, but it's not funny, right? Because it's an obvious, very, very obvious message. Hey, you know what? We want to intimidate, hang, and kill you. And so, you know, we're at an unprecedented level of idiocy. So, for example, there's a new poll that finds most Americans want Trump in office. They don't want him impeached.
Ooh.
And I mean, it's the rise of his base. I mean, as I've said before many times, I mean, the man is brilliant when it comes to putting the division in folks. And I mean these white guys, I mean, they're out there, and these organizations, I'm not going to say guys, it's an organizational thing, because you see coordinated attacks everywhere. I mean, some folks would be, because they keep saying, no, it's just one crazy deranged person. But I swear, it's been like 10 crazy deranged people who believe in the exact same thing doing the exact same thing. Yeah, because they stopped like 4 different attacks that was going to happen last week and earlier this week. So they're amping up. Now, folks think that all of these folks have escaped from the mental institution. Okay. I got some shit to sell you. Please, after the show, you can jump in the chat room. I'm going to put the link up for my eBay sale of this bridge that I have in Second Life. I want you to buy. I'm going to put the PayPal link up so you can buy it. And you can have the link to my bridge to Penis Land.
I'm sure some people would try and buy that. Go, too.
I know. It's
so you might be on to something.
You know what? That's what I'm going to do. You know what, Brown Sugar? That's our new mission. We are going to create a virtual world. I'm going to call my home state Penis Land. What would you like to call your home state?
Oh, my goodness. Are you serious?
Yes, I'm putting you on the spot. Come on, you got to come with it.
You know I have to think.
You don't have to think. It's just like right off the top.
The positivity palette.
The positivity palette. But that's just a place. That's the name of your whole city, the Positivity Palace? Or is that
positivity
a place?
Something.
The positivity.
It's positivity something. For right now.
That's what we name it. Brown Sugar's place is going to be called the Positivity Something. Mine is going to be called Penis Land. It's going to be a penis-shaped bridge that you can walk across to get to Penis Land.
I think you'll have more people at your place, but yeah.
No, people love positivity. And they'll be connecting cities. So you can get some positivity and you can go to Penis Land. I'm gonna set it up. Everything is gonna be building in the shape of penises. Bridge shaped like a penis. We gonna be penising. That's what we doing. All right. Well, I guess this would be a bad time for me to just jump out and say, I know the people, they don't want the president impeached. I'm one of them. I'm going to say it every week. I support Donald Trump. Folks, rolling over in the grave, they ain't in yet. Why? Because I'm like, there's no more facade. The facade is gone. You gonna either understand this is the reality. I mean, most people from the South, we understand this reality. You Californians, y'all late to the game. We've known this kind of stuff for a while now. Y'all just getting hip to it, especially out here in the Bay Area. They're like, oh my goodness, where is this coming from?
We are very appalled.
Yes, but it's kind of been there this whole time. Y'all hadn't seen it. So, yeah, they're out here. So, I support Trump. I want him to get 4 more years. I want folks to be uncomfortable. hey, I want folks to be uncomfortable. It's out there. The elephant is in the room. Ain't no hiding from it, no. It is right there.
Yeah. Well, I just think it's healing time. It's time to heal, so.
Time to heal.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put a Band-Aid on that boo-boo.
No, we're not going to put a Band-Aid. We're going to heal. It's going to heal. We're going to put some Neosporin on it first. Because that's what's going to make it heal.
I've been reading about like super lice and stuff like that. So Neosporin might not work no more.
True.
Because it's like it's super. Everything is super now.
True.
So you're gonna need some super Neosporin or super hug.
Antibiotics.
Yeah. Regular antibiotics ain't working.
Right.
They're done. Because everything's a super bug now. Everything's a super bug. So, I don't know. I'm asking y'all. I'm put this out there on the floor to people. What do y'all think? Y'all think I'm crazy because I'm like, finally, we should just embrace the racism and understand that, hey, if you don't fight against wrong, it's like I was saying earlier. It's against the rules to fight for justice and what's right. See, and that's where people are not understanding. They put in a rule that says, you know what, if you trying to talk about what's right, that's a penalty.
Mm-hmm.
Because you teach kids, hey, you're supposed to do this, you're supposed to do this, this is right. Then when you become adult, you realize, nah, none of that shit matters. It ain't about right. It's about might. Who got the most bullets? Who got the most money? That's who's right.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else is wrong. So, it's a lot of things that you can say and do that folks will condemn you for. But fighting for the right thing, shut up and entertain me. Damn it, I just want to watch my football game.
Basically.
You all made political statements. Trying to get away from that. I'm guessing maybe if you did Heil Hitler, a Nazi salute, that'd probably go over well. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm probably
you never know.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's all on the table now. It's all on the table. It's like right now, if you're a Mexican, you're on the spot, right? They shoot Mexicans like nothing. It's like the monkeys in the barrel game. It's like wherever Mexicans gonna be, we want to shoot. It's like black folks got like a mini reprieve. Like, right now, they got the Mexican. But if you're there, you can get one. It's kind of what's happening.
Sure.
You know what? We're just going to ride out on that. For Miss Brown Sugar, I am Mr. F the N-Word, and this is another Smooth Drama production. This hour goes by real fast. And we out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
smooth.